I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. Twitter has deleted thousands of fake accounts that were posting messages purporting to be from US Democrats urging people not to vote in next week's midterm elections. It was alerted to the misleading tweets by the Democratic Party. Peter Bowes reports.
A spokesperson for Twitter said the attempt to spread disinformation was stopped quickly and at its source. The spokesperson added that the social media platform had opened lines of communication with state officials and campaign organisations from both major parties to protect the integrity of its service. The accounts are understood to have been removed in late September and early October. It's believed they were domestic in origin and that this was not an organised campaign against the US election from overseas.
The governor of the Mexican state of Veracruz, Miguel Ángel Yunes, has said he'll provide buses to help a caravan of Central American migrants move towards the border with the United States. The migrants who left Honduras last month say they're escaping poverty and violence. Leonardo Rocha reports.
Mr. Yunes said that more than 5,000 people had now arrived in the south of Veracruz on Mexico's Caribbean coast. He said they were exhausted and promised them water, food and shelter. But Mr. Yunes said he would also need to prioritize the safety and well-being of the local population. He has offered to drop the migrants in Mexico City more than 400 kilometers north or at any other destination of their choice. President Trump has repeatedly referred to the convoy in the U.S. midterm election campaign and says he'll deploy thousands of troops to stop the migrants entering the United States.
The former U.S. President Barack Obama has criticized his successor Donald Trump for constant fear-mongering. Addressing a Democrat rally in Florida, Mr. Obama described Mr. Trump's plan to send thousands of U.S. troops to the Mexican border to block migrants from entering the country as a political stunt.
2018, they're telling you the existential threat to America is a bunch of poor refugees 1,000 miles away. They're even taking our brave troops away from their families for a political stunt at the border. And the men and women of our military deserve better than that.
Mr. Obama urged his supporters to vote in the upcoming congressional election, saying that the country was at a crossroads and its character was in the balance. World News from the BBC.